Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick. Ruston High School four-star safety Jaden Anding plans on being a Tiger. Louisiana's top-rated safety announced his commitment to LSU over Ole Miss this afternoon. He becomes LSU's 16th commitment in a class that is ranked 9th nationally by 247 Sports. Anding told Rivals YouTube livestream LSU gives him the best opportunity to improve his game.
They've been putting plenty of guys in the league, just looking back of who's been there. All the safeties and DBs and corners. Then I got Coach Raymond and Coach O's back too. That's a big deal. Coach Olsen. So I just know I'm a better place.
Anding joins his older brother, Aiden Anding, who is currently a Tigers cornerback. A date has been set for LSU basketball's non-conference clash with Houston. The Tigers will take on the Cougars in the Houston Toyota Center December 13th. Houston has made it to the Sweet 16 in each of the last seven NCAA tournaments. Former Tigers point guard Deaton Thomas Jr. transferred to the Cougars this offseason. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
The Saints are 3 weeks away from the start of training camp. The offense hopes to see improvement in year two under head coach Kellen Moore and quarterback Tyler Shuck. Luke Johnson with NOLA.com says training camp will bring some answers to a fresh offensive unit.
A lot is new. They've got Jordan Tyson, the number one draft pick. They've got a new starting running back, Travis Etienne. They've got a new starting left guard in David Edwards. All those guys are going to play key roles. And then you're also asking others to take a bigger step in year two under Kellen Moore.
The Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation is holding one of its biggest fundraising events, and it's a chance for one lucky person to win two tickets to hundreds of South Louisiana's best sporting events. Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation President Jay Cicero says,
two tickets for all the home games for the Saints, Pelicans, LSU football, LSU basketball, men's and women's.
Also included are tickets to the Sugar Bowl, New Orleans Bowl, the Zurich Classic, and more. Only 2,000 raffle tickets will be sold. To purchase a $100 raffle, go to the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation's website. Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
Our time is now with LSU basketball.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
One way or another, we're going to make history.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
LSU is the best job in football.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
I came here to win. We're going to win immediately.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Boudreaux's Electrical Services. Sunshine Quality Solutions. Super Chevy Dealers. And Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Case Kieschnick and our host, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gilbo.
Players that are better people than they are.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo, News and Sports Director of Louisiana Radio Network, along with the Executive Editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, Editor Glenn Gilbo, and our producer, Case Kieschnick. Got a good show for you. We hope you had a safe and happy 4th of July. LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson's going to be joining us a little bit later on in the hour. We'll also have a couple of individuals from on3.com to talk some football. Glenn West will join us at 7 p.m. and we'll also hear from our good friend Chris Lowe as well. Todd, you have a good 4th?
You know, it was kind of sedate, believe it or not.
Yeah.
For me. But it was enjoyable, and I got to watch the big 250th celebration that lasted for 55 hours. So. It was fun.
And it extended in my neighborhood until July 5th, Sunday night at 9:30. You know,
you live in the party town.
I don't know what it
Palermo
is.
Palermo in the party town.
I don't know what it is about people the day after 4th of July to start shooting fireworks again at 9:30. on the day after 4th of July.
What else did y'all do? Did y'all like barbecue again on the 5th? And, yeah, you know, have a block party?
I've never understood that. You get that on January 2nd too, or January 1st, New Year's Day. You get that too. You know, just save it for the next time. You know, do it the next. Hey, it's with it being July, that means it's a new athletic season, Todd. 2025-26. As bad as it was, it's now in our rearview mirror.
It is, and we actually, I'm glad you brought that up because we hadn't talked about it, but the latest issue of Tiger Rag, the July issue, is now, should be on newsstands probably tomorrow morning, and it's online digitally at the website, tigerrag.com, and we break down the whole year in entirety.
What a year it was.
The year LSU changed everything.
Yeah.
And that's what we have on the cover. It's a great issue. Check it out.
Who would have thought at this time a year ago that you would have two new head coaches, two guys that kind of felt like pipe dreams, right?
Right.
Lane Kiffin and Will Wade in particular. And the LSU baseball team would have a season where they weren't even close to making the NCAA tournament. Well, they weren't even on the bubble to make the NCAA tournament.
It was actually the worst SEC baseball season LSU's had in, 60 years or something like that?
Right. I mean, modern history.
Yeah, actually, it was the worst, and Glenn did a story on this on TigerRag.com last month. As far as the big three goes, football, basketball, and baseball, LSU sports had the worst season it's ever had since 1965.
On the men's side, Todd, if you think about it, the last time LSU fans really savored a victory, you got to go back to June of 2025 when they beat Coastal Carolina to win a national championship game.
It's been a long time.
I don't include the Clemson game in that, in the sense that was more of a relief. Whew, finally won the season opener. Oh man!
And
even remember, like the game against Florida at home, it was like, whew, we just
barely.
Thank goodness there was a pick six, or else they would have lost. You know, there wasn't. There was never LSU fans. And granted, you know, Lady Tiger basketball fans had their big wins, and I guess, you know, gymnastics obviously had its great meets, and even LSU softball beat Oklahoma this year.
Yeah. There was never a
point where LSU fans of the men's teams ever sat there and said, "Man, that was a great win. Man, that this team looks really good." Never in there.
Clemson was kind of like we were saying a minute ago, to us, it was like a relief.
That was a big win, though.
Nobody was saying, "Okay, this is."
Well, no, but
they got over the hump. I don't think you're remembering that, right?
No, we are.
People thought they were kind of okay. We got over this hump.
But that's your perspective, okay? That's good.
Not just doing mine. I remember how the fans.
Okay,
felt.
But you know, that's true. That's how it was. But in retrospect, we know that it was nothing.
but what you were saying was, you know, they never had. I mean, they didn't have much. But I would say if you had to pick one win for the men's side that people thought was going to lead to something, it was the Clemson win. Yeah. I mean, Clemson was ranked high, and it was on the road.
Yeah, but it turned out in retrospect that the only win that they had over a real team, you did the article, was Matt McMahon's win.
I still go back to that Clemson game as it was more of a relief. They won the season opener.
But if you're talking about right then, you see, because if you go retrospect, the win over number one Florida in 1997
was not that big
a win because they ended up in the Independence Bowl.
Regardless, the excitement level of this entire season
big time down.
Not only that, but everything that LSU fans got excited about was away from the field, the court, or the baseball diamond.
And look how LSU responded as an athletics department, as a university.
Yeah.
to everything that happened.
They turned, they flipped it, they turned it down its head.
I think April 23rd. I think April 23rd. I wasn't a panic, it was a plan. And I think April 23rd, in retrospect, will go down, of this year, will go down as one of the biggest, most monumental days in LSU athletics history. That's the day they, the LSU Board of Supervisors, voted to approve right at $50 million in restructuring changes for the athletic department, which included Will Wade, the basketball team, raised ticket prices, raised parking prices. They basically said, okay, we're going to pay Brian Kelly his $54 million. We're going to give Lane Kiffin whatever he wants. We're going to bring back Will Wade. We're going to start investing in men's basketball for the first time in at least.
They had to pay the buyout, though, and that was decided in December.
I know, but I'm just saying, well, that could have been a decision that they said, okay, we got to pay for this, so we're going to take it easy on basketball.
Oh, right.
You see what I'm saying?
They went all in.
They pushed all the chips to the center of the table, and they said, we're going for it. And it is the most, I think, monumental time in the history of LSU athletics, which is why this coming football season, not just because of the schedule and not just because it's Lane Kiffin's reset in his first year, this is a huge year for LSU sports coming up in less than 2 months now.
But you know, they're going to have to go all in, you know, in the future too. I mean, it's not like that's just going to take care of everything. I mean, I think that was a huge first step, but there's going to be times probably in the near future where they have to go all in again. You know, it might not be for a coach, because hopefully their coaches are set now with Wade and Kiffin. But you know, there might be a time when they gotta, all right, well, we gotta go all in on this portal, like Will Wade's next class.
But if football goes 8-4, men's basketball goes, what is it, 18 games, right? 7-11 in SEC. Baseball, you know, another 16-14 season, and they're playing somewhere else for a regional or something like that. There's going to be, like, eventually, and this is the reason why they had to pull the plug on Brian.
Well, you can go to Omaha when you go 16-14.
You're right.
In fact,
I understand
you can win the
that.
National championship
I understand,
at 14-16.
But let's just say let's say if LSU baseball has a season like they did in 2024. Right, they go to some other teams. They go to somewhere else at a regional. They lose. There were some highs, some lows, but mostly, you know, it's not obviously okay. It's not Omaha.
So let's do this again. Wait, let's just quick summary. So you got LSU football going 8-4,
8-4. Men's hoops going 7-11 in SEC play, and then baseball losing in a regional, just losing in a regional.
It'll be horrible.
Because then how do you go?
It'll be horrible, but no dramatic coaching changes will take place.
How do you go back to all these individuals that invested?
Because it wasn't a one-year investment. Even if it is a big year where you got to win, they were investing for 3 years.
You know, that's a good.
It was a future investment. I mean, Lane Kiffin, his roster is going to, there's going to be a lot of players that are on the roster right now that are still on the team in 2028.
Yeah, but that doesn't change the fact. That's true. Because he did recruit
That's
a lot.
That's what the investment's about.
Would you quit interrupting me?
Go ahead.
So he brings in 60-something new players. I mean, they're carrying 108 players on the football roster this year as of right now. Almost 60 of them are brand new, whether they're
portal
recruits or portal.
Yeah.
But even – I understand what you're saying, Glenn, but if they go 8-4 – Lane is going to come back and say, okay, you know, we made strides, but you know what? We could really use this guy over here. We could really use this. Or
he's still going to come out
with his hands out.
If he goes undefeated, he's going to come out with his hands out too.
But then people are willing to spend it then.
Okay, well, I think they'll still be willing to spend even if they stub their toe, because there's so much love of Will Wade and Lane Kiffin, that even if they stumble somewhat in their first year, that love of those two guys by this fan base and the donors, it's still going to last. Eventually it'll go down, but it's still going
to
last.
To Glenn, and I'm going to actually agree and support Glenn on this. Can you believe that?
So I agree for Will Wade. Will Wade will always be supported.
But it's not a future thing. because the structure is already in place, because LSU has increased ticket sales for football and basketball dramatically since Lane Kiffin and Will Wade were hired, hugely, and it increased prices, okay? So, at least in basketball. So, not only that, I think this is the most important thing. Their donor base has almost tripled in size. The regular, and I'm not talking about huge donors, although I'm sure that's gone up quite a bit as well, but LSU's donor base is growing. There are people making commitments, pledges. It's three times larger than it was already. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think LSU because it's LSU basketball and people trust Will Wade, but I'm telling you, if people love Lane now, but all it takes is a couple of bad losses and people start turning.
He's the general, bruh.
I'm not saying that's going to happen. I think they're going to at least win nine games, and I think they're going to be right there in the hunt for a college football playoff. I honestly feel that way.
And the thing that you're forgetting too, by just going to the win loss count, regardless of what their record ends up, as they're moving toward that record, it's going to be a much better brand of football. And it's going to be much more entertaining. People are going to be more excited to see a running game and a better passing game. Mm-hmm. And the third year of a defense that Lane didn't have to mess with. All he had to do was keep Blake.
Well, defense is going to be really good, and plug in some pretty powerful parts too.
But a lot of those DBs on that team and linebackers, especially Witt, or returnees.
No, I agree. But it's like, to his credit, to LSU's credit, to Lane Kiffin's, to Blake Baker's, to the entire team, they didn't sit there and say, okay, well, we're going into our third year and we've got these good players coming back like Whit Weeks and Tamarcus Cooley and blah, blah, blah. We're going to actually plug in where we think there are weaknesses. And you come up with one of the best edge rushers in the country that you bring in from Ole Miss. You bring in probably the best safety in the country.
But it's not a complete overhaul on defense.
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. The point is they plugged in. They didn't stop.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, let's hit our first break. LSU recruiting is not stopping. Jaden Anding, a four-star safety from Ruston, he committed to LSU. Had a chance to talk with Matt Bellison of the Ruston Leader. We'll hear from him when we come back here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Your payday could be just a scratch away. Cash in on the fun and play Pay Me from the lottery. Win up to $5,000. Why wait for payday when you can win today? Go hog wild for big wins and pick up Bring Home the Bacon from the lottery. Win up to $100,000. A crispy chance at some juicy cash prizes. Louisiana Lottery, celebrating 35 years of reasons to smile. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins' products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the the latest news on all things LSU, then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo along with Todd, Glenn, and Case. Earlier today, had a chance to talk with a sports reporter with the Ruston Daily Leader, Matt Bellison. He knows everything there is to know about Louisiana Tech, and he covers Ruston High. And today, Jaden Anding, the four-star safety for the Bearcats, committed to LSU over Ole Miss. It was a big recruiting battle between the Tigers and the Rebels. LSU gets it. It's the 16th commitment for LSU in the class of 2027. Here's Matt's take on Jaden Anding. Some really good stuff, good perspective, as he joins Ahmad Hudson, his current Ruston teammate, as two guys that are part of this 2027 class. Matt Bellison with the Ruston Leader, and Matt, Jaden Anding announced his commitment today. Some drama with this one. We were expecting to hear some sort of announcement last week. It got pushed to this week, but he's still heading to LSU. I just think, first of all, just your thoughts on the whole situation.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, I don't think it's too surprising. I think when you just look at all the variables, obviously, his brother Aiden in his second year there, I think, obviously, you know, LSU offered him pretty early in his recruitment. And I think just given the fact that, you know, obviously the family, the Aiden family is well familiar with just what LSU provides and just the infrastructure and obviously the history of the defensive backs that they put in the NFL. I think all those things just combined. It was a pretty easy decision, I think, for Jaden. Obviously, like you mentioned, he did, you know, postpone his recruitment. Obviously, Ole Miss put up one heck of a fight. But I think in the end, you know, it was pretty safe to say that LSU was the easy choice for him.
The fact that Corey Raymond is the secondary coach and now Ed Orgeron is on the staff, how much did that play into this, do you think, Matt?
There's no doubt. I mean, he specifically mentioned those two by name in his live you know, recruitment on the Rivals YouTube page. I think one of those things that I think goes underrated, again, is just obviously, you know, Coach O coming back into the fold. I know obviously he was a huge part of obviously Lane, and, you know, obviously just the recruiting infrastructure that LSU wants to promote, you know, moving forward. Obviously when you win a national title, it's pretty easy to sell what you know what you're doing at LSU. And so, yeah, I certainly think that him, you know, back in the process, you know, matters quite a bit. And again, like I mentioned before, I think Jaden knows, you know, what, you know, Coach Raymond obviously has done with that program and obviously what he's done, you know, for his brother. I think certainly those conversations have been happening. So again, I think all those conversations have just been taking place. And I think it was pretty easy for Jaden to feel comfortable just knowing like, hey, these people have a good plan and they have proven track records of winning.
Aiden Anding, I remember his recruitment and the fact that he was a kid that was mostly a basketball player and then started playing football, if I remember, not until his sophomore season. And then he caught fire. He went to some camps. He's got the body type for it, the athletic ability. Tell us about Jaden Anding and what makes him so special.
Yeah, I would say it's probably the opposite. You know, of his brother, he's definitely a primary football player. He plays some basketball. He comes off the bench for the Bearcat basketball program, but you know, certainly not, you know, to the level of the basketball player that his older brother was. And, Jaden's a very rangy safety. You know, they definitely trust him a lot, you know, back there just to make plays on the ball. He's a hard hitting safety. You know, he's not afraid of contact. You'll see a lot in his highlights that he's a kid that they, you know, not only will play down in the box, but he can also come down and make those tackles, you know, potentially when they're missed, you know, on the front line. And so he's a kid that loves contact. He makes plays on the ball, you know, in two varsity seasons. He's got 9 interceptions, so that's pretty great ball skills right there. And so I'm really looking forward to how they're going to utilize him this fall. You know, obviously Rustin High, you know, a lot of changes on the defensive staff going on with them. Obviously they brought in a couple different kids, and obviously they're changing some kids, you know, position-wise. And so I think they recognize that Jaden is a piece that they can kind of move around and play with. He's certainly going to continue to play at safety and in the secondary for Rustin, you know, his senior year. But he's definitely a piece that they know that if they need to move him somewhere else, you know, positionally on the field, like he's a kid that has high IQ, and he's shown that he's able to make plays on multiple sides of the field. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, just what he's able to do in his senior year at Ruston.
So you already have Aiden Anning at LSU. Unfortunately, won't be able to play this season because of an Achilles injury, but you got Ahmad Hudson, and now you got Jaden. I would imagine Ruston fans are pretty excited to see that this school has become kind of is manufacturing talent for LSU.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think, obviously, you go back a couple of years ago, you know, obviously Ahmad Burrow, I know obviously he transferred to Kentucky, but, you know, again, that's another kid coming out of Ruston High that was able to land, you know, at LSU. And again, you look at Jordan Guidry at Tulane. I mean, obviously Josh Brantley, you know, going from Tulane to La Tech. I mean, this is a program that is no stranger to putting out collegiate talent. And I think when you look at Ruston on paper this year, it's probably the most talented that they've been since I've been covering this team. You know, again, like you talk about just their senior class, like you mentioned, obviously Ahmad and Jaden, you know, Sam Hartwell, their quarterback, is committed to Louisiana Tech. Josiah Morgan, wide receiver, is committed to Baylor. And then you get to the 28 class, and you got, you know, probably the best running back in the 28 class in the state, Dalen Powell, who certainly has an LSU offer, and LSU is going to fight hard to get. And you mentioned, you know, Shamar Evans, a linebacker, you know, for Ruston as well in the 28 class. So there's some kids in the senior class that are certainly going to get some more of the attention. But, you know, LSU fans should definitely be paying attention to Ruston High, you know, in 2028, because there's more kids coming. This is a program that is never short on talent. And I think this fall, you know, Ruston fans are just excited, I think, for it all to come together.
That was Matt Bellison of the Ruston Leader giving us a good scouting report on Jaden Anning. And I think it's important to note, yeah, Aiden Anning was pretty much a basketball player, and then sophomore year started playing football, and he really took off. But as Matt was telling us, Jaden is more of your prototypical football guy. This has been his primary sport, so might be even a little bit more advanced than Aiden Anning. And then again, another player here, and we saw this too with Greedy James, who committed to LSU after being committed to Texas. Another guy here who really looks at Corey Raymond and Ed Orgeron as two guys as the reason why they want to play at LSU. Granted, money's a factor. It's always going to be a factor, but you sometimes need to have these intangibles as well, and having guys like Corey Raymond and Ed Orgeron on your staff certainly help you do that, and that's where LSU is prospering right now. Let's take a break. Jay Johnson when we come back here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. While I'm a fourth generation rice and soybean grower, you don't have to be a farmer to be a Louisiana Farm Bureau member. Membership has its benefits, from discounts on car seats, hotel rooms, and rental cars, to access to insurance you can count on to be there when you need, plus a whole lot more. We're 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger fans, Are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. For a Benjamin, you can purchase a chance to win season tickets to every major team in South Louisiana for an entire year. New Orleans Sports Foundation President and CEO Jay Cicero says money raised by the premier season ticket raffle will help it bid on major sporting events at a time when New Orleans faces increasing competition.
Cities who have not only built facilities but are in the midst of planning and building new domed stadiums, but also arenas around the country that are bidding for the same type of events that we seek to host.
Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple says the legislative session was a good one for his department. He says one new law passed by lawmakers increases the annual aggregate limit of fines his office can issue, noting that the old caps were $10,000 for insurance professionals and $100,000 for insurance companies.
Basically a tenfold increase, so we can fine bad actors up to $100,000 on the agent side or adjuster, the insurance companies up to $1 million.
LR.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Facing a major blood shortage, Vitalant is holding blood drives throughout the summer in Morgan City, Lafayette, and the Baton Rouge area.
Marley Juarez with Vitalant says donations usually drop off during the summer months with kids out of school and families on vacation.
That right now is resulting in a critical shortage that we have not seen in 2 years.
Juarez says while O negative is in highest demand since it's a universal blood type, O positive is just as valuable.
O positive can be given to any positive blood type, and about 85% of the U.S. has a positive blood type.
Through Saturday, donors can get a $20 gift card. I'm Joe Gallinaro.
The man shot dead by Shreveport police early Sunday morning was from Baton Rouge. He's been identified as 27-year-old Timothy Christian. Investigators say Christian was involved in an altercation outside a bar and was wildly firing a gun. One shot hit an officer, and the officer returned fire, hitting and killing Christian. The officer's bulletproof vest saved her life. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
Tiger Rag Radio is back, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Hey, we're back here on Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo, News and Sports Director of Louisiana Radio Network, along with the Executive Editor for Tiger Rag Magazine. That would be Todd Horn. And the Editor, Glenn Gilbo. Thanks for being a part of the show. And joining us now, LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson. Coach Johnson, hope you had a great 4th of July. You certainly got the weekend started with a bang on Friday. Tell us about Angel Laya, who comes in from Oregon, and what you see out of him and what you really like about the kid.
Yeah, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing
good.
Well.
Good.
Yeah, very excited about Angel. Very good player, freshman All-American at Oregon. He had 14 homers, which I think was like the freshman home run record at Oregon. Very good, solid hitter, player. He's from San Diego. Played at a great high school, East Lake High School down there. Same high school as Adrian Gonzalez. So they're good at developing premium left-handed hitters. He's a good outfielder, has a great throwing arm, and a really competitive guy, and fits nicely into our team.
Coach, there's no other way to really say it. I mean, the transfers that you brought in basically remade your defense. I mean, and with Stephen Milam coming back, it looks like you're going to have a whole new defense with Milam at shortstop again.
Yeah, I'm excited about what we were able to do. I think getting some really talented players, but they're can contribute on both sides of the ball. You know, what I'd call balanced attack players. Thought that was something we really needed to improve and elevate. And I think, you know, you look at those outfielders, you guys mentioned Angel, but Jason Wax, Beano Waters, good defensive players, good athletes, good speed. So that will help on defense. And obviously really, really high-end hitters. You know, Cade Kierland from Florida coming in at second base. He's probably played more games at second base over the last 4 years than any player in the country and done it at the SEC level. And familiar with him back from the 23 College World Series. He was batting leadoff for Florida in the national championship game against us. So excited about Cade. And then Dawson Park, you know, really good shortstop as well. Very versatile, could play a lot of defense. And so excited about the guys that we added, you know, on the position player side of it. And hopefully they'll complement the returners in this good class of freshmen. Hopefully we get through the draft and put a good unit out there.
Angel Laya was a right fielder for Oregon. Beano Waters played left at Notre Dame. Jason Wax was mainly a corner outfielder. So center field, is that still kind of up for grabs? Is William Patrick obviously still an option? I know you love his athletic ability, and also Nathaniel Davis is going to arrive on campus as well.
Yeah, you got two burners there for sure. You know, and William, one of the fastest players I've ever coached, and Nathaniel, great runner, great speed, great athleticism. Jason can definitely play center. We've had him playing center field in the Cape up in Wareham, and he's done a really nice job with that. Angel's a very instinctive player, like I said, has a really good pedigree coming from where he comes from, good instincts. And Beano, for his size, is a good runner. So I think we'll be able to cover it fine out there. Obviously, you know, we have the best center fielder in the country this year. And essentially had three center fielders playing the outfield when we were fully healthy. That just didn't happen very often this year. So, it'll be a little different, but I'm confident we'll get those guys where we need to be an excellent defensive team.
Well, Jay, you got the draft coming up on Saturday and Sunday of your 22-man high school class. How many you think you stand a chance of losing to the draft?
Whew. I should be able to answer that better because it's all I've been looking at for the past week. Spreadsheets, whiteboards, notebooks. I don't know that we actually have that many anymore because a couple guys decided to go do some other things or go to other schools, and that's fine, you know, for their opportunities. But, you know, looking at this group, I think it's a legitimate chance that 13 of them could get drafted. Now, I don't think all 13 will, at least in a place to be able to sign, but it could be anywhere from like 6-13. I think if we got out of there with only six drafted, I would probably say that's probably a win, a big win.
So, Jay, you just mentioned that you recently lost two of the signees or recruits that you were bringing in. One of them was C.J. Weinstein, who's apparently going to go to UCLA if he doesn't get drafted. Do you think he'll get drafted high enough that he'll never play college ball, first of all?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure what the draft interest is on him. I know he went to the combine. We obviously really liked him as a player. He's a really good hitter, left-handed hitting second baseman, and he's an older player. So, like, he's one of those, like, draft-eligible sophomores. And I think, you know, maybe he and his family felt like UCLA was a better fit with, you know, they had a really, really old team this year. They essentially lost everybody.
Right.
They'll have a bunch of players drafted. So I think maybe they thought that was a better fit for his freshman year, given the fact that, you know, you're draft-eligible sophomore. If you go to college, you're probably hoping to only stay there for 2 years. So playing for those guys in that first year becomes a little bit more important. And I'm sure that's what they were thinking. But he's a good kid and good player and, you know, hopefully gets what he wants as far as the draft, or hopefully we'll see him in Omaha and play the Bruins in Omaha again.
Do you think, Jay, that it, I mean, he's a shortstop, and do you think he, since he is a sophomore draft eligible player, whether he goes immediately or waits, like you said, that Milam's decision to come back impacted him?
For sure. Yeah, 100%. And, it's how this business goes. And, you know, I think we've done a really good job with this recruiting class and this roster of, you know, covering ourselves. Like, I mean, on the position player side of it, like, no matter what happens in the draft, I think we have a very good team and very good unit on the position player side of it. On the pitching side of it, the development of the returners and their improvement is important. We like the three pitchers we got out of the portal. We have a ton of talent from the high school ranks, and we're going to get some of those guys through. Sometimes you have a better chance with the pitchers than you do the position players, because those premium hitters, they stand out like a sore thumb, and the teams really want to pay them, but sometimes they're leery about paying high school right-handers, and we have a good crop of those guys. So hopefully we can get them through and get some depth and really good balance in the team and the pitching staff.
Yeah, and the other pitcher you lost, Colton Chrisman, left-hander, decommitted, and I think that was right after you got a pitcher in the portal. So is that the only two guys from that original 24 that you lost, or are there a couple other ones that maybe decommitted?
You know, I know this is going to sound pretty good. Actually, I have to look at it because I've been so focused on
right.
We have a chance to be here. I haven't really thought about that a whole lot over the last 2 weeks, but Paul's a good kid too and got a great arm, and I think for his development, I think he can be a good draft. Just needs to start out his college career at a place where he's going to pitch a lot, and he'll definitely do that. He's a name we'll hear or see down the road, I would almost guarantee you, in college baseball. And this is these players' lives too, it's their career too, and you know, they make some decisions based on those things, and he'll do well wherever he goes.
So, Jay, one other pitching conversation. Obviously, last time you were on our show, not a month ago even, you talked about how pleased you were with the performance and the progress that Marcos Paz made coming off of his injury, and of course, he elected to enter the transfer portal, hadn't decided yet on a destination, but was that a kind of a hit?
Maybe surprise, you know, like, I feel like we made a really good investment in him and the time that we gave him and allowed him to pitch through some struggles. And he's a talented young guy and felt like he needed a different situation for whatever reason. And players are entitled to that. And, you know, nowadays there's less of a connection to a school or a team. And, you know, so that was that. And, you know, I hope he finds what he's looking for.
Jay, we appreciate your time, man. We thank you very much, as always. Always good information that you provide us. We'll talk to you again probably as we get to sometime after the draft, maybe. We'll see what happens. Thanks.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. That's LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson. Let's take another break. More of Tiger Rag Radio right after this.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Tiger Rag Radio is back on the air, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, good conversation as always with Coach Jay Johnson. Opened up a little bit about the disappointment as far as losing Marcos Paz to the transfer portal. Also talked about options as far as who could potentially play center field. It sounds like any of those guys might end up playing center field, but especially bringing in Laya, it really protects them if there's an injury or you have another guy that just flat out struggles. I don't anticipate that's going to happen. Beano Waters and Laya in particular have performed at Power Four schools and they've performed at a high level. So I don't think what they're going to see in the SEC is going to overwhelm them, or the experience at LSU is going to overwhelm them like it did with some of the guys that transferred in last year, and even Jason Wax to a point. But again, that's American Athletic Conference. Now moving here, it's a little bit different, but I think Jay has a good idea of what they're getting out of him too. So options and depth, you really got to like that. It just seems like all these guys that they have signed, they were all certainly looked at very hard. They were all vetted very well, and it all makes sense on why they got them.
And the biggest thing about this transfer portal class, regardless of whether they're all SEC ready or not, which is a significant concern, and kind of learned that the hard way, like you were just saying this year, but he mentioned it in here when we were talking to him, Jay did, they're multidimensional players. They're not just defensive players or they're not just offensive players. They're athletic players, all of them.
Right.
And they can all play both sides of the ball as well as also probably run real well. So mm-hmm. that's unique. So that's a good job. The other thing I think this points out is, especially with Layla coming over, any question about whether Jake Brown's coming back, I think was pretty much resolved with that move.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, look at the schools, Oregon, USC, Tulane, Florida, Notre Dame, and, you know, Texas State. They play a lot of really good schools like Texas and Texas A&M.
Especially in the midweek, yeah.
Yeah, and South Florida, you know, they play good schools too. So, you know, there's no high points in Grand Canyon and that type of stuff. And so I think that means a lot. These guys are experienced. You know, and you got Cade Curlin, who's been in the SEC at Florida. I mean, he's a veteran. So this looks to me like a really solid class. The only one I would question is Caden Smith, the pitcher, whose numbers weren't good and that team was not that good. But, you know,
he's the kid from South Florida.
Right. If Jay sees something in him, he sees something in him. You know, and he did become a good strikeout pitcher.
You know, one thing that we didn't talk about, and I meant to, I had it written down. I wanted to talk to him about it. We just ran out of time. But he alluded to it. The injuries in the outfield this year. Well, they had injuries all over the place this year. You know, pitchers, outfielders. I wonder if that's a concern or any changes are specifically being made to the way they train.
Well, I mean, the hamate bone, that for Jake Brown, that's something you see. You especially see it more in the college level than you do, say, in professional ranks. But I think sometimes that's a bit freakish. Stanfield gets hurt in the second game of the year. Curiel, what did he say? He got injured 3 weeks before the start of season.
Right.
Sprained ankle, whatever it was.
Yeah, I think those were kind of freakish in a way. I don't think there was a trend there. You know, he did talk a lot about changing things at midseason.
Right.
You know, maybe playing too many games. He was talking about his off-season conditioning, you know. So it'll be interesting to find out, to see what he does.
The other thing is that a lot of these guys out of the transfer portal, when you look at their size, 6'1", 6'2", just bigger guys. I mean, I still go back to that Texas A&M series when LSU was swept by the Aggies.
You talking football or basketball? Yeah, or baseball?
Baseball.
But could have been anything else.
In that series, it was like...
They won the first half in football.
I don't remember what happened in the second half.
They got swept.
Or what happened right after that second half. I don't know. But I just remember watching that series and saying, like, A&M, like, those were some dudes on that team. And LSU just looked small and inferior to them. And it's been a while since we've seen an LSU baseball team look like they couldn't, you know, A&M won the game coming off the bus and then obviously performed very well on the field. And they kind of dwarfed over LSU. Those were some men on that team, and LSU is kind of they're on the smallish side.
That's true. That really happened.
The question mark going into the season, you know, he didn't really get a – like, he got some stud outfielders, and he got some stud infielders.
Yeah.
He didn't get any stud pitchers in the portal. He got some guys that might be good, you know, that have some potential. But he doesn't have a guy like he got last year from Kansas who he just plugged right in. And, you know, so somebody's going to have to come to the forefront that we might not be thinking of, maybe a true freshman, somebody that's been on the team. Who knows?
Even if you look at guys like Anthony Ianson, a lot of people say, okay, he was UC San Diego, but he still pitched on the national USA team.
Yeah.
And he just made the All-Star Futures team.
And then, you know, and Gage Jupp had some, you know, there was a lot of talk about him, even Thatcher Hurd, but. I mean, Landon Hood could be that guy.
Yeah, he could be.
He could be that guy.
Well, and the kid from USC, even though he didn't start this year or anything like that, he did pitch well in some key games. And
something could happen. You know, one of those guys could really develop. You know, that's where the pitching comes in. You know, when they got Paul Skeens, I mean, they improved his mile per hour like five, which was unbelievable.
You think he's going to come back like and get trained here since he's lost some of that velocity recently?
He's still going to become an Air Force fighter pilot, I think.
All right, let's take a break. Final segment of hour number one when we come back here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Some call it overplanning. At Boudreaux Electrical Services, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac home standby generator automatically restores your home power. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Trust Boudreaux's electrical services for expert installations, proactive maintenance for home and business. Boudreaux's electrical services.com for more information.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-CUMMINS, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-CUMMINS.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio, we're back to Tiger Rag Radio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn and Glenn Gilbo. Glenn West will join us from on three, talk about LSU football, LSU recruiting. So looking forward to that conversation coming up after our top of the hour break. We're getting a little bit more information here on LSU men's basketball non-conference schedule. We still don't know exactly what the roster is going to completely look like, but the Tigers are playing teams like Houston and Gonzaga. And to me, I think a matchup that a lot of people are overlooking is December 22nd, LSU and UL Lafayette in the PMAC.
Yeah, it's got a lot of history to it.
It does. It is the night, I was telling this to Case earlier today, LSU's win over the Cajuns in the NIT was the night LSU fans fell in love with Will Wade.
But that wasn't necessarily because of the basketball.
It was the post-game press conference. And that is when LSU fans said, okay, I am going to ride and die with this guy.
Hey, what did he say in that post-game press conference? Not everything he said, well, word for word.
He let Bob Marlin know that they do not play in a gym, first of all. Which I think was one of my favorite lines in the whole thing. And then I loved how he did all his homework on the RPI because Bob Marlin was complaining, who was the coach of the Cajun at the time, that they should have played the game in the Cajun Dome.
He had a higher RPI.
Yeah.
He had a better RPI.
And then Will Wade listed all the reasons on why the game should be here.
Except for RPI.
I've been covering LSU athletics for 25 years. Glenn, you've been doing it a lot longer than me. To me, it's top five best post-game press conferences.
I think it's kind of funny because usually coaches that become beloved and famous and successful at LSU do it against schools bigger than UL. Les did it by beating Alabama. Okay, Nick did it by beating Alabama and winning national championships.
Right,
they
right.
didn't do it by beating freaking ULL, Will. So let's try to beat somebody else now, okay?
He did win an SEC regular season championship.
Okay, well, but that's not what you led off with.
But
you led
I'm
off with
saying
this big win over ULL.
That was the night LSU fans fell in love with the guy.
How many players does he have on his roster right now?
Officially, still four, right? LSU is officially set four.
Now, if you count
five.
Is it five?
He's got five.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you can play with four.
He must be confident he's going to get more if he's scheduling freaking Houston and Gonzaga.
Yeah.
And who's Houston's point guard?
DJ.
Yeah.
Best point guard LSU's had in a while, I would say.
Well, since Tremont Waters. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Case and I had a discussion along with Glenn and Jim Inkster this morning where we explained to him who Chris Jackson was.
To Case?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, not that he did. You know, Case was only born in, 2005, so Chris Jackson was 1988.
Right, I get that.
So that was tough, but, you know, encouraged him to go back and watch some of the film or the tape. But I said, you know, he's the best guard LSU's had, and it was either him or somebody else mentioned Tremont Waters, and I was like, differently. Different game.
Yeah, Tremont Waters is not Chris Jackson.
He's a good player.
He was more, with DJ on that
Case,
level.
You can take up for yourself.
Well, we got it. Well,
I would take Ethan Martin over both of them, too.
We got to hit not the top Chris. Of the hour break. We'll go over great LSU guards a little bit later on. When we coming up next, though, Glenn West from on3.com. We'll take this break. We'll be back after this.